You are the life force between heaven and earth. And if you stand there and think about your roots going down into earth and your energy and your energy system moving up and out beyond your head and in the heavens, that's your connection, like a tree branching up and out, and your leaves are now in the cosmos and can reach up, 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 up into, depending on what your beliefs are, there's no right or wrong here.
Hey, beautiful. This is Aminata Soul Plant Walker Firewoman, and I am the host of the Mother Tree Network, where spirituality and earth wisdom meet racial justice and women's leadership.
Hey, gorgeous. It's me, Aminata, here, and I'm excited to introduce this conversation that I had with Barb Horn. Barb Horn is a student of astrology. She is a community science program creator and a protector of water. She is a voice coach and lots of other things. But in this conversation, we are talking about what does it mean to be from space and out of space on planet Earth. She just gives me a whole new perspective of looking at myself as being a Earth-based person who is simultaneously also of the cosmos. It was a real moment for me when I realized that. I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't really thought of myself that way. And I love expanding our perception of who we are, because I think we get locked into these very narrow views of ourselves in these very short timelines. So Barb, being the multidimensional Gemini that she is just going to blow your mind with this conversation. This is a two-part conversation, so do not worry when we end it talking about the crises that Saturn brings to our lives. Do not worry. We are going to bring you part two very shortly so you can learn how to work with those crises toward your own liberation and evolution. I want to remind you here too, before I bring us into the room with Barb, that it is spring. It is now time for you, gorgeous, to act on your dreams, your goals, your vision. And we have a super exciting vision board party soul process coming up in the Mother Tree community that you are invited to. I would love to see you there. We're going to be doing it just a couple days before the new moon in Aries, which is the best time to supercharge your vision board. So for more information, please go to my website, dramandakemp.com/vision board. All right, without further ado, let's go and talk with Barb Horn about astrology and you. All right. Hello, hello, Barb Horn. Welcome to the Mother Tree community, the Mother Tree Network.
Hello.
How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. Good to be here, Aminata.
It is so good to see you. So, Barb, I know that you are an amazing voice coach and that you are an alchemical hypnotist and a soul collage facilitator and a scientist, someone who's worked for Colorado Department of Water and Wildlife for like 3 decades. So, you are a woman who's like branching the sciences and the arts, but do people know that you are also a student of the skies and astrology? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. So Barb, I wonder if we could just start at the beginning. For you, well, first of all, if you could just tell us briefly, like, what made you even want to think about astrology, especially because you're a scientist, and usually scientists are a little bit skeptical of something like astrology.
Yeah, and one of the things I learned as a scientist was that we think we know 110% of what we're learning when we actually maybe know about a tenth of the percent. So there's a lot of different levels of science. And there's science that's sort of more abstract, quantum physics, for example, And I always was fascinated, of course, with the sky and the stars. I mean, it's hard not to be when you go out there and look at all the lights. And I have a great sky view myself at night here.
Is that because you live in New Mexico? So maybe you get a sky.
Well, I do live in the southwest corner of Colorado, right close to New Mexico. And we do have dark skies. But, you know, growing up, I also was just fascinated with energy and human behavior and the connection to why we do what we do, like the psychology and the psyche. And of course, if you start to be curious about why we're here, why we do what we do, you inevitably come across these energies in the sky and how they work and learn us and are there for us. And so it's in my own personal life birth chart to be a student of the skies, but everything in my chart says be a teacher, be a student of astrology, be a healer, but you're not going to do it in any traditional way. So it was on my path of self-discovery and self-learning and self-love and trying to understand relationships and my own growth, my own dark nights, if you will, that I became a student of wanting to use astrology to learn more about who I am and why I'm here and why you're here and why we're all together and what we're here to do.
Mm. And it's so, as you're speaking, Barb, the sun just broke through the clouds where I'm staying. So it's just a beautiful reminder. You know what? We are on a planet and we are in space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a weird thing because we don't think of ourselves that way, but we are in space. So I wonder, speaking of planets, can you just give us a very basic understanding of how planets relate to astrology?
Yeah. So here's a real simple way for the Mother Tree Network to connect. You know, it's easy and tangible for us to realize that we're the same. Our bodies are the same material as the soil and the plants and the animals that are around us. But we're also made of the same material as planets and stars and the cosmos. So we really are connected vertically and horizontally to everybody and everything. It's just so intangible. And we've spent a long time being disconnected from our relationship and the energy that is between us and the sky. Yep.
So when you say vertically connected, you mean we're connected with the stars above us.
Yeah, so think of
you. Is that what you meant by saying we're vertically?
You are the life force between heaven and earth. And if you stand there and think about your roots going down into earth and your energy and your energy system moving up and out beyond your head and into the heavens, that's your connection, like a tree branching up and out, and your leaves are now in the cosmos and can reach up, 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 up into, depending on what your beliefs are, there's no right or wrong here, way up into the heavens where your guides are, your angels are, where your loved ones have transitioned, where you came from and arranged for your soul contract or your life agreement or the reason you're here, whatever your language is for that, mm-hmm. you know, comes down mm-hmm. into this body, this density, and then you live horizontally in relationship with plants and animals and others. And so we are this vertical and horizontal energetic being, which I like to think the nexus of all of that is everything is moving through our hearts. Does that help?
Yes, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. That just really helped me understand. It gave me the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you were talking about your approach to astrology. Just say a little bit more about that. So given that you understand who we are as vertical and horizontal, how does astrology help us?
Well, so there's cycles, metacycles and cycles, you know, the planets, all the planets, Pluto, Mars, Jupiter are cycling in their own orbits. And we like to think they're circular and oval, but they're really not. But they're doing their own thing, evolutionary. Earth is doing its own thing. It takes a year to go around the sun. And as it goes around the sun, it goes through all the zodiac signs. So it's moving around, you know, Leo, Aries, Pair, you know, once it, you actually have a birthday once a year as that cycle goes around. You know, Mercury goes around the sun three times a year, every 88 days. And if you go out to the far end of the cosmos, you know, Pluto takes 248 years, human years, to make that cycle through all the zodiac signs. And so as all these planets are moving, they have these very specific, we call them archetypal patterns, but very simple energies that are out, sent out into the grid, if you will, of co-creation that we're part of.
So there are these cycles. And then you were saying these planets each have energies that are co-creating with us.
Correct.
Here on Earth.
Through the zodiac signs. And so that's going on out there. And think about now, when you were born, there was this specific snapshot of the sky. And that's your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, for those of you that know that stuff. But you actually have this developmental cycle you go through of these 12 different houses of your identity, your self-worth, your partners, your career, this developmental cycle that you go through your entire life. And there's a zodiac sign that's ruling each one of those houses for you. So you are not just your sun sign or just your moon sign or rising sign. You're all of the zodiac signs. So here you are mirroring the cosmos, and you're a unique individual. No one will have the same planetary alignment when you were born, Aminata, for another 4,800,000 years.
Hey everyone, it's Aminata, Desert Rose, Plant Walker, Fire Woman, and I am here to invite you to our Vision Board Soul Party process. We are getting together on a few days before the new moon in April to create our vision. What is it that we want to bring forth? What is it that we want to feel, be doing, be having in 2024? So if you'd like to be a part of this process, please go to my website, dramandakemp.com/vision board. See you there. I just want our listeners to just keep remembering that we are working vertically and horizontally. Yep. You know, just let's keep that image in mind, because I think that's really critical. So we're saying we're getting all this energy, information, patterns that we're co-creating with.
And I'm going to give you a real specific example. This sort of sets the stage, because we're going to work through how Saturn does its work. So here you are sitting here with your own unique soul contract agreement, life purpose, your own way of expressing through Leo and through Pisces, through your sun sign, navigating your world, this horizontal. Saturn's out there doing his orbit and his thing, and he just moved from Aquarius into Pisces. Well, what does that mean? There's the astronomy of it, which is what I just said. But then what does that mean energetically? So to understand what those are, we have to understand the archetype or the patterns of Pisces, which we're going to talk about in a minute. And it's amazing to be born. If you think about these cycles, so if it takes Pluto 248 years to move signs, what are the odds that you and I would be alive for 50, 80 years in that time frame? And we are.
Okay, so here we are in 2023.
Yep.
And you're saying we're in this moment where Pluto, which has this 240 plus year cycle, is moving. And what are the chances of that? So that's pretty exciting. That's a new thing. But you also said you wanted to get more specific about on a personal level. So I bet you a lot of people have heard about Saturn, maybe with some trepidation.
So Saturn is male. Mm-hmm. In the astrology, and we often call him, he's like the taskmaster. He's the father energy. So these, what I mean by archetypal energies, I mean, when I say these words, they're universal. Saturn just simply wants us to mature, wants us to grow up and mature, kind of that tough love. And that's what it presents us in our lessons, if you will, to grow up in every way. physically, spiritually, emotionally, mystically, you know, cosmically. It's like a soul's growth. It is like going from kindergarten to first grade. Like, you can't skip. You can't go to college and have not gone to kindergarten. You can't skip your lessons. So Saturn wants us to mature, to grow up. And he gets a bad rap because it's the hard work of growing up. Think about the kid who wants to play and doesn't want to do his chores or her chores, or, you know, the person who wants to be the Olympic athlete but doesn't really want to put in the time and the practice, right? That's Saturn right there. He wants us to do.
Saturn is like time and practice.
Here's Saturn words. When you hear someone talking about hard work, discipline, commitment, patience, obligations, responsibility, accountability, those are all in the realm of Saturn in our vertical relationship with the cosmos. And he rules time because he knows our life here and our incarnation is short, relatively speaking. And he wants us to do what we came here to do as souls. He wants us to mature.
Oh, to stay on track.
Stay on track. He's not a trickster. He's not a punisher. All have periods of time in our, we just don't want to do the work. We're lazy. So we will be triggered in our life when we're off track. How does that show up? When we're being lazy, we're ignoring the signs that are saying, move in this direction, get out of that relationship. When we're distracted, we're scattered, we're asleep, we're avoiding, we're ignoring, you know, Saturn's going to knock on our door, and particularly when then it's transiting.
Like a personal trainer. Like, exactly. I love that, because a personal trainer is somebody who you work with to help you reach your goal. And what they do is they stay with you while you do your repetitions. Did you do three sets? You got to do three sets, not two.
That's right. You can't shortcut.
It is methodical. It's okay. No shortcuts. Right. Shortcuts. I get it. And
so Saturn will also, because it's wanting us to, you know, our soul came here to do something it's never done before in any other lives or incarnations and whatever your beliefs are. So we work hard in our human wiring to stay comfortable and stay the same. We've arrived. And I'm going to explain to you how Saturn matures us here, which will help you. So Saturn's always bringing up in us energetically this tension between the old and the new. You know, you got comfortable, you learned this. Okay, so you learned that rep. Now let's challenge your body in a new way using the personal trainer. Let's challenge it to reach another peak. You know, in a direction that's going to require more work, require change. And we inherently are wired to not want to change. We're wired to want to stay the same. So there's always this tension. Another reason Saturn gets a bad rep, between the old and the new. But let's just see how Saturn works in your own life. How does it mature you? So if it takes 28 years to go around through all the signs, that means in our 0 years to 28 years old, it takes 28 years for Saturn to go from where it started in your own birth chart back to that same start point. And that's how, that's when you're about 28, 29 years old. And what happens if you were to map out, those of you on this call here, if you were to map out, just pick out key watershed moments in your life that were transformative, that changed you in some way, positive, negative, both, the whole thing, they're going to correspond to these time frames. Not all of them, but many of them. So you can think about where you were when you were 28, 29 years old, and you're getting triggered. You were supposed to mature. You were supposed to be an adult, you know, by 28. What does that mean? Financially, spiritually, maturity. And so you're going to have triggers, if you will, or Saturn's going to show you where you still need to man up, if you will. You need still need to do that discipline. What have you forgotten? And it could be in your financial life.
Level up.
It could be in your financial life, your relationship life, your emotional life, how you treat yourself. It's all these different vectors, depending on your own chart. But you're going to get those sort of crises.
We're not going to leave you hanging, gorgeous. We're going to go further into those crises and how you can use the opportunity of Saturn moving into the sign of Pisces for your maturation, your evolution, your liberation. So you want to stay tuned and be sure to come to the part two of this episode with Barb Horn, the alchemical hypnotist, transformational energy worker, scientist. So see you next time, gorgeous.